you hit 74 of 75 free throws during the competition. So you had 25 in the final. You had 50 during the preliminaries. Also, they were saying you hit 11-11 during the tournament, so 85 of 86. How unreal is that?
It just shows that hard work pays off. You know, it's just a muscle memory game, and it's just good to see the results happen.
How much time do you put in on free throws?
I put a lot of time into my game as a whole. You know, free throws is a part of that.
Yeah.
You know, every day I'm in the gym. I start my practice off with 10 free throws, and before I can leave the gym at the end of practice, I have to hit 10 free throws also. So it just comes in handy right now.
Do you realize that you're the first champion from Dodge since 1988?
Wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
And guess what? That was Coach Hamilton's first year.
That's awesome.
So if you see Dr. Steve Kinsvater around town, he was the last champion. You could say, hey, you're not the last anymore.
I'll say congratulations when I see him.
All right. Awesome. Well, that's good. Well, what does that mean to you to be able to put in such hard work and be able to have an accomplishment like that?
It's definitely a great personal accomplishment. It's just a great feeling right now. I don't have a lot of words to say.
Were you nervous during the competition because your rival's right there catching each shot that you make?
I was a little nervous in the beginning, but after the first five shots, I was just real cool and calm after that, yeah.